We are going to move on to item 10, which is the scheduled update on private equity and real estate commitments from Tim. So Tim, the floor is yours.
This will be extremely brief. This is simply the public reporting out of commitments that have been made using staff authority. So the trustees have been informed about the quiet period being put in place, taken off. This is the public reporting out after we've completed contracting on two funds. The first being Trident Fund 9. This is a follow-on to Trident Fund 8 that we committed $40 million to. We committed $50 million to Trident Fund 9. Relatively large middle market fund focused on the financial sector. And then we have Invesco Fund 6. Invesco will be familiar to a number of trustees. We've been in their series of value-add real estate funds for quite some time. Previously committed $75 million to Fund 5, and we committed $100 million to Fund 6. I think the interesting thing on this one is we saw the expansion into some additional categories of industrials, data center, self-storage, that sort. So that got us comfortable that they were responding to the market environment there. But simply a report out, no action required by the trustees.
Okay. A question on the investment process that you've just described that was completed. Where along the continuum do you see the due diligence role in any involvement by trustees in the context of either these investments or the anticipated ones coming up?
Certainly when we notify the trustees of the quiet period, we offer an invitation if a trustee would like to join the on-site due diligence, virtual on-site due diligence these days. That's where we offer up that possibility for the trustees to come and observe the due diligence process.
Okay, so just for going forward, so everybody's clear, the quiet period notifications are likely the best and only real source of information that's going to tell us there's a particular investment that's being looked at.
Yeah. Right? We trigger the quiet period notification when we get to the due diligence phase of our underwriting process. So we think there's a significant chance that we're going to come through with a commitment. And there's about five stages or five steps involved in the due diligence process, culminating in the on-site due diligence. And that's where we offer up. Trustees have the ability to observe that process if they'd like to.
Excellent. All right. Thank you. Any other questions or comments for Tim?
Any reflections on Bryce's comment that next year real estate could go down and we're putting $100 million into a real estate fund?
Next year real estate could go down. Stocks could go down. Everything can go down. I think one of the things we're focused on within real estate is sector by sector analysis. And certainly the multifamily sector is up. The single family sector is up dramatically, as we all know. That's not where we're investing. So I think to the extent that we're doing some opportunistic pieces in office, which are down, certainly there's some opportunistic pieces in hotels. That's not really part of the Invesco strategy. Industrials remain strong. Warehouses remain strong. Data centers remain strong. So it's, saying real estate is going to go down and using single family homes as a proxy there is not really indicative of the institutional real estate landscape. So I think we found enough pieces in there that have strong fundamentals and continue to be transacted at reasonable valuations that we're comfortable moving forward on these value add strategies on the institutional space. But certainly buying single family homes today would be something we would struggle with a bit.
Good response.
Any other questions for Tim? All right. Seeing none, Tim, I think we're good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.